Ozark Greenways provides and maintains miles of trails for walking, running, biking, and just getting outdoors. Mary Cromery has been on the job at Ozark Greenways for a few months now. She took over as executive director from longtime leader Terry Whaley, who retired. And she's excited to see the organization continue to expand its approximately 73.5 miles of trails, 35 of which are the Frisco Highline Trail from Springfield to Bolivar. Ozark Greenways recently dedicated a new section of Greenway near Springfield, which came about due to efforts by the Springfield Green County Park Board. They applied for a grant and got it, which allowed for a half mile of trail. Cromery says that doesn't seem like much to get excited about, but
it's where it's at and it's what it's doing. So we have the Fulbright Spring Greenway up on the north side of town, and it runs along the South Dry Sack Creek. And what's super cool about this greenway is one day it's going to extend from Ritter Springs Park all the way out to the Watershed Center on Valley Watermill.
Previously, she says there was a section at Truman Elementary and Park and some trail at Ritter Springs, and the newest trail puts Ozark Greenways closer to filling the gap. Once construction of a new section of Greenway starts in a few months, Cromery says there will be 7 miles of continuous trails in that area, hopefully by the end of the year. Another project in the works involves the South Creek and Wilson's Creek Greenways. Currently, to go back and forth between the two trails, a person has to go on to Battlefield Road, but Cromery hopes that will soon change.
We just recently had a landowner make a land donation to us, which leaves us with one remaining landowner and about, 2.5 acres from us having that direct trail-to-trail connection.
While Ozark Greenways is known for its trails, it has other projects in the works as well. One is a partnership with James River Basin Partnership, with whom Cromery says Ozark Greenways has worked for many years.
Our current project is focusing on preserving what we call the riparian corridor along Wilson's Creek Greenway, because Wilson's Creek, the creek itself, actually flows into the James River, and the James River flows into the lakes down in Branson.
Between now and 2020, the two organizations are working to place a minimum of 45 acres into a conservation easement. Landowners voluntarily take part, and Ozark Greenways and JRBP work with them to correct any stream bank erosion they might have or to remove non-native plants. Cromery says they've received letters of intent from landowners to put 70 acres along the Wilson's Creek corridor into that easement.
And some of it is by our Wilson's Creek Greenway, so we're going to be able to do some cool educational opportunities.
She knows how beneficial natural areas and trails can be to a community and to the well-being of its citizens.
It's a fast-paced world we live in, and we're on our devices a lot. We're on our screens a lot. We're sitting more than we've ever done before. And Greenways trails really provide that access point. They're easy. They're friendly. Folks feel safe on them. So they're just a good way for folks to get out, have some fresh air.
And she says trails build community.
Whether you're a runner or a walker, or you're out there for the birds, or you're out there just for the social part of it, it's just pretty cool to see all different folks come together around these Greenways trails for every reason you can imagine.
Cromery is excited about the future of Ozark Greenways. A lot of things are beginning to converge, she says, to create an even better trail system in southwest Missouri. She sees the chambers of commerce, cities, counties, parks departments, and private residents starting to work together because they realize that greenways are important resources for a community. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.